Well, next up on the High Velocity Radio Show this morning is a gentleman with Murphy Business and Financial Corporation. I understand he also has all the answers that you ever wanted to have when it comes to this business of franchising. Welcome to the show, Bill Williams.
Hi, Stone. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. And we ought to, full disclosure, you and I have done this routine before. We were on another show not too long ago. But you know what? You just have too much wisdom to share to be contained in one show. So we had to get you on the High Velocity Radio Show. Delighted to have you. If you would, how about give our listeners a little bit of a feel, a little overview about...
Wait. We have the tradition here. We got, what was your favorite commercial last
night? Okay.
Actually, I'm going to pass. I didn't get home till about 7:30. My wife and I were up in Nashville visiting our daughter and son-in-law and 13-week-old granddaughter. So the Super Bowl was not at the top of my list.
Well, your time was far better invested
than
ours.
Good on you.
For whatever
good
that's worth. Okay, can I go to work now?
Yes, you can.
It is my distinct... we already did that part, right? Yeah. So, yeah, if you don't mind, give our listeners a little bit of a feel for what you're out there doing for folks.
Okay. Well, Murphy is an international company, 140 offices around the country. Essentially, we are brokers. We help we're business and franchise brokers. We help the owners of privately held businesses find a buyer, and we help buyers find the right business. And my specialty is on the franchise side. So I help people like I was 10 years ago, a corporate refugee, you know, take a new path and find the right business to get into.
So what's the coolest, or maybe the right term is hottest, franchise? Anything out there that's just really knocking it down right now? And if you're thinking about franchise, man, you got to at least consider this one.
No, I don't go that way. That's a question.
You don't
I get,
roll like that,
I don't,
do you?
I don't do that. I get that question a lot. And my answer is, really look for economic trends and not fads, because if you were in the franchise industry about 4 or 5 years ago, the hottest thing going was eBay consignment stores. And I haven't seen very many of those around lately. So, you know, that's a fad. It didn't last very long. That was hot. You know, so look for something that's a good service that will help people, save people time, or, you know, take a load off their plate. And that's somewhere to explore.
When there's an economic downturn like we've had the last couple of years, is how does that impact your business? Is that a good time for you, or is that a bad time for you, or are you one of those recession proof kind of things that's just always churning along?
I don't think there's anything that's recession proof, but it definitely when you have more people pushed into the marketplace, if you will, when unemployment is higher, they tend to land on their feet at some point and decide that they need to get into a business of their own. And so it's really a good time for us, when the economy is slow. And if you do any research into the economy, you find small businesses where recovery really starts and where the heart of the economy really is. So the more small business we create, the more energy we create, the more employment we create, and it's good for everybody all around.
It seems like there's a 1,000 people every day that are now corporate refugees, as you said. And all, I think, maybe wonder, is this the time for me to do something like this?
Yep.
Give me a profile of the type of person who is good for this kind of an opportunity.
I think, someone who is, I'll use myself. I could be the poster boy, an executive in corporate world for a long time. Went through different ups and downs and reorgs and acquisitions, and finally just said I had enough. You know, it's time to do something for myself and for my family. People come to us, and the thing they're looking for the most is balance of time. They want time, flex time for their family. They want to do something that's interesting. They want to make money, of course, but they want to enjoy what they do. So, someone probably in their 20 years into their career, 15 to 25 years into their career, that has the financial resources to get into a business, and, it takes it seriously.
But it's not for everybody, though, right?
No, absolutely not for everybody. You have to have a lot of determination. You have to have a lot of commitment. You have to be able to withstand criticism from friends and family, because in our culture, we're taught to go to school and go get that corporate job and then retire, and that is becoming less and less likely. Job turnover in the United States is 3 to 5 years. And the fact is, the older you get and the more money you make, the shorter that tenure becomes. So people just have to, realize that, and it's not as secure as it's perceived to be. So go out there and see what else you might be able to do.
Well, I mean, you're a nice enough guy, and I'm sure you're very knowledgeable, but like there's a franchise in my neighborhood, Sports Clips, mm-hmm. and I love the way that they do everything about what they – I absolutely love it. With all due respect, why fool with you? Why don't I just pick up the phone and call Sports Clips and talk to them?
Well, you could, but what if Sports Clips doesn't fit you? I mean, the idea behind all this is to match you with the right kind of business. And so we're going to take you apart, and that might be scary.
That would be scary.
We're going to take you apart, do a little personality skills assessment, maybe have you talk to a career coach and as part of our services, and take you through a step-by-step and really determine what it is that you're trying to accomplish, by owning a business. And it may end up being a Sport Clips or something like that, or it may be something entirely different you've never heard ever thought of. That's where it's fun.
It's one thing to match up the right individual with the right opportunity. I mean, that makes perfect sense. And I think what stands you apart is that your exhaustive approach in terms of doing that. But how much thought needs to go into the geographical? And it's one thing to say, I want to open up a next franchise, but I imagine a lot of people say, I want to put it right there. I mean, how much thought as part of your process is helping them determine the right location?
Actually, the franchise company is going to help determine that. Because there may be areas that individuals think would be great, and they actually are not right for the business. So the franchise company is going to do the demographics and help us help find that right location.
So what is your favorite part of the job? What do you find the most rewarding, and what, if anything, do you find a little bit challenging, if not downright frustrating when you're working with the stones of the world that think they want a Sport Clip?
What part do I like best? Getting paid.
We should come back to that too, because I want to ask about the financial investment and the uptick, if any, in financial investment and working with you.
It's seeing people be happy, and staying in contact with them. I actually had a phone call last Thursday morning from one of my clients who bought an interesting little business in November, a franchise. And he called, and I missed his call, but he left me a message, and he said, "Bill, I just had my first sale." And he was just so happy and flying, like higher than a kite. And by the time I got to him later that day, he had already had a second sale. He was really feeling good. So staying in contact and introduce him around to different places to network and doing whatever I can to continue the relationship afterwards is very rewarding. What do I like the least? I think it's probably having to tell people that they don't have the financial requirements to do what they might want to do, and that's disappointing. But it is, like you said, Todd, that it's not for everyone. You do have to have some resources, and so that's probably the downside.
Let's get into that conversation about the finances. What kind of resources are we talking about here? I imagine there's a whole spectrum. If you wanted to open a McDonald's franchise, there's probably a bigger investment than maybe, say, a Sports Clips.
That would probably be true. You're thinking McDonald's or, a big one, Panera Bread, probably $1 million to get into it. That's not all cash, of course. But, Sport Clips is still going to be, a couple $100,000 to open. But there's, like my client I just spoke of, he was all into business for around $50,000, which is not trivial, but still, you can get into a business.
But that's more modest than I was thinking.
Yeah. That's manageable,
And I like to tell people $50,000 to $60,000 cash and a net worth of $300,000, and there are businesses out there that we can find for you that'll work.
Bill, do you principally help people with bricks and mortar franchises, or is there any work at home type opportunities that you offer or can encourage as well?
Definitely all across the board. And that's part of the process to find out, do people want, a professional image or a casual image? Do they want a brick and mortar type location? Do they want a storefront? Do they want an office space, or do they want to work from home? That's part of the process.
So this day and age, the whole work from home thing is not confined to the lick the envelope scams. I mean, there are genuine work at home or virtually executed yep. franchise opportunities.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I guess I didn't realize that.
Well, I mean, I go to a networking meeting, you'll see a whole bunch of them, you know, and let me ask you this question, Bill. When someone works with you, do you then become an agent to that franchise, or are you just coaching that individual to deal? So using our Sports Clips example, do you then become an agent that talks to Sports Clips on behalf of your client, or do you just coach that client to help how to better interact with that franchise?
All of the above. At Murphy, we have people at the corporate level who, and we're, by the way, we're a franchise ourselves.
Murphy's a franchise.
Yep,
it's like looking into a mirror with a mirror behind you. Where does it all stop?
I don't know. But we have people who engage a lot of experience in the corporate world and the franchise world, and they have agreements in place with about 106 different brands right now. And, you know, so, you know, we become, you know, we look at those first, although I've got two or three that I work with outside of that list as well. So, am I an agent for the franchise? No, I'm more of a recruiter for the franchise, and I'm more of a consultant and coach for the individual.
But you
so
don't
coach
really
through
have.
The process.
It's. You don't really have a dog in that hunt to the extent that, oh, my God, I got to figure out a way for Stone to buy this franchise instead of that franchise. It works. You can really be true to what I need because you've got 200 or 300 or 400 of these things.
We've got a lot of choices. So, I don't have to go out and find or sell one brand over another.
But they must really like you, too, though, because if you do bring them, by the time you bring a Stone to a Sports Clip, you said, look, I've gotten to know this guy, I've vetted him, he's financially capable, or he's got, you know, his buddy Todd's going to back him, or whatever. So they must really, you must deliver a higher caliber candidate than just walks in off the street, right?
Well, it's, I like to think so. We're very much like executive recruiters. You build relationships with the franchise companies, and I've, you know, out of that list, I've got my, you know, top 20 favorites that I've placed people with or worked with, and maybe 25, something like that. So I know who to call. I know, you know, who, what the profile is that they're looking for. And when I come across somebody like that, then, I work with them closely. So it's as much about being, an executive recruiter, which I've done some in my past, as it is, being in sales. It's not really a sales situation. It's just a relationship building situation.
Bill, on this subject of am I the right kind of individual for this opportunity? There's not a week passes that I don't talk to someone who's looking at doing something like this, and I wish I could be more helpful to them. Other than connecting them with you, are there books out there? Are there websites that people can go to get information? If you don't, nothing comes to mind right now. Let's be sure we get that on the website.
Oh yeah,
when
absolutely.
We publish his broadcast. But is there anything that comes to mind? Any good books?
Of? Well, the classic Franchising for Dummies. I mean, that's basic information. It's good reference. Actually, what I like the most about that book is they give a list of like 100 or more different questions to ask in the due diligence process. So somebody going through there and. The questions are fairly common that we use, quite a few that are very, very similar. But, if somebody wants to do that, they can do that. So.
Due diligence. I bet you that's the – if people were left to their own devices, that's probably what they wouldn't do. That's exactly. Probably the best value you bring is being sure that due diligence is done.
Well, because you get so emotionally excited, I think, about it. Like maybe you do figure out you've got a little bit of money. You can go a year without income, if you've got a sugar mama or a sugar daddy or something. And you get emotionally invested and it's easy to let the due diligence go. Before we let you go, a couple of things. Speaking of due diligence, I'd like very much to get a feel for, if we're talking to someone like you, what kind of questions should we be asking someone like you to determine if you're the right kind of person that we want to work with to help us down that path? And then I want to make sure that our listeners get your contact information before we close out the show.
Okay. Well, I think, we touched on it a bit before. What is your process like? If it's just a 20-minute interview, and okay, here's six ideas for you. Let's get you talking to them. That's not good. We do a very formal process. I think there's 9 steps in all. We take people through and really identify. And also, you know, I'm paid by the franchisor. So, and because the franchising industry is so tightly controlled, you cannot pay more walking in the front door of Sports Clips, you know, and saying, hey, you know, I'd like to buy one of your shops, than you can going through a broker like me. It is the Federal Trade Commission says you pay nice. What you pay.
Oh, good.
And so I'm a marketing cost or a recruiting cost, if you will, to the franchise company. So it's about, you know, finding out what, you know, what they maybe what other placements they've done.
Right. And have you been on a popular radio show? Or,
yeah,
or
exactly.
Like,
you know, one or two.
They have, and I'm not even going to consider them.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And so how can our listeners get in touch with you and learn more about this and maybe have a cup of coffee with you and talk it through, man?
Well, we can go to www.murphybusiness.com/Georgia. I'm on LinkedIn. My Twitter handle is FranchiseAnswer. Working on getting out on Facebook because my friend Todd keeps saying, you know, you have to be out there. Those are the best ways. My phone number is 770-973-0878.
Well, it has been an absolute delight having you on the show, man. And I mentioned this to both the other guests, and we're quite sincere in this. Love to have you come back sometime. Maybe bring a satisfied client and maybe walk us through that whole experience. I think that would be a fun show, don't you think?
That would be a lot of fun, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be great. I'd love to do that. Yep.
All right. Well, good stuff. Thanks so much for joining us, man.
My pleasure.